So the guillotine ultimately is a piece of technology. And it's, I think, the summit of Enlightenment thinking about execution. During the Ancien Régime, if you have a strong stomach, you can notice that there are 1,001 ways of gruesomely dispatching criminals to death. The guillotine is ultimately trying to think. I mean, I would highly recommend one looks at images of the guillotine on the internet because a verbal description won't do it justice. Ultimately, the condemned is placed on a stretcher and his head is placed in a sort of vice, and a blade is released from a high point, and its downward momentum ultimately causes the blade to sever the head of the poor unfortunate condemned person. And also, in order to avoid the executioner being overly implicated in causing the death of the condemned, the blade is activated by a lever, almost absolving the executioner from responsibility. That's important because executioners in the Ancien Régime were considered unclean and pariahs. They didn't have civil rights because, like actresses or I'm trying to think of other groups, actresses and prostitutes and people and actors actually who did things which were considered dishonorable, they weren't given full participation into the sort of political community.